More music and more fun with Nikki and Zamello in the morning.
97.3 Coast FM.
Yeah, I was reading that apparently Mandurah tops the list of unclaimed superannuation in WA.
Oh, really?
Yeah. In June this year, there was more than $50 million worth of unclaimed super across 10,000 plus accounts in the 6210 postcode.
Right.
Yeah. So
there's a login you can do, isn't there? Just, find my super.
Just go to your MyGov account if you haven't got one. Go and set one up and go to that. Oh, and look, speaking of money and raising and stuff, after things have sort of quieted, well, I don't know, they don't seem to have been as severe over the last weekend, fire-wise.
Right.
Bunnings are planning to hold a mass sausage sizzle on Friday.
Get a snag.
Yeah, Friday's the day. It's also going to be for the drought as well. So, like, doing everything for the New South Wales and Queensland people and shaking tins for the course as well. So,
never been a better time to get a Bunnings snag in ya.
On Friday, though.
Nikki and Zamello's three things you need to know.
All right, so this is the list that I've come up with for this morning, all right?
Okay, here
First
we go.
First off, this week is Antibiotic Awareness Week.
Right.
And it's a reminder that if we don't use antibiotics properly, they won't be any good.
Yeah,
we
you
use
get
them too
immune
much,
to them, don't you?
That's right, we build up immunity. So only use them when you absolutely need them.
Only on special occasions.
That's right.
The good bottle of champagne. You only get it out on special occasions.
Only when you use the good cutlery. Only when you get the good plates out. And antibiotics only for special
then
occasions.
Then you can pop a few. No, I'm joking.
All right, Leavers is underway right around the country. It is all officially on now. So
here we go.
In particular, I guess that means Dunsborough will be very busy this week.
Yes.
Good luck to all Leavers and residents.
I know, poor residents of Dunsborough.
Hope everyone can get along over the course of the next week.
Just don't leave the house.
And with Leavers underway, that means the rest of the WA student population have about 4 weeks left.
Yeah.
Of the 2019 school year.
Oh, God, that's scary, isn't it? 4 weeks and then they're off for the rest of time.
It feels like it. Brits have had their say on their most hated Christmas song.
Oh.
Yeah.
How nice.
2,000 people were polled by Huawei to celebrate the launch of their new FreeBuds 3 headphones. Mm-hmm. And topping the list. To give it some perspective, Mariah's Festive Effort is also number 3 on Spotify's list of the 100 greatest Christmas songs ever.
You say it's the most hated, but then if you did a poll on the most loved Christmas song, that would be number 1 as well. So what do?
It proves that you can't keep everyone happy, I suppose. Unless maybe you opened a shop selling puppies, ice cream and the souls of people who displease you.
Wow, would you buy that? I don't think you'd buy that.
I would.
Buy the souls of people who displease you?
Absolutely, I'd keep them in a jar.
Okay.
Mm.
That's a bit weird.
I don't think I'm the only one.
Yeah, okay, sure.
97.3 Coast FM. The Coast
Feed. And shedding light on the murky world of entertainment today, Nikki Parkinson.
All right, buckle up for some serious drama.
Oh, okay, bring it up.
Some more juicy news on the Taylor Swift, Big Machine, Scooter Braun drama.
Oh.
Earlier in the year, of course, Scooter bought the company that she used to belong to. Along with it, he gets all of her master copies of all of her hits pre-2018. So that is a whole lot of music.
Yes.
And Taylor wasn't happy about it, saying that she didn't get any chance to buy back her masters. Anyway, now she's saying that they won't let her perform at the AMAs, and they've come back saying at no point did we say Taylor could not perform at the AMAs or block her Netflix special, which she's also alleging that they're doing. So, look, I don't know. They're saying, Taylor, the narrative you have created does not exist. Look, there's a lot going on. On the other hand, Tay-Tay has released a new song that has nothing to do with Big Machine. She and Andrew Lloyd Webber have dropped the new song Beautiful Ghosts off the upcoming Cats soundtrack. Webber has said the song ended up being an incredibly important and central part of the whole film.
Nice.
Very beautiful.
Hey.
Now, Cats is in the cinemas December 20. Some more news on Qantas. This time they're under fire with the Black Eyed Peas. Of course, last month the Veronicas came out slamming a flight attendant over being overly aggressive and kicking them off a flight. Now the Peas have pretty much claimed the same thing. Will.i.am saying a flight attendant called the cops on him after he apparently didn't hear the landing call through his noise-cancelling headphones, therefore didn't put his laptop away quick enough. He was greeted by the police on landing.
That's pretty extreme to call the cops on someone that hasn't put their laptop away.
I know. Ooh, I'd be pretty nervous if I was a Qantas employee at the moment.
And I'd be a very busy person if I was in their PR department.
And Keanu Reeves is set to do a cameo in a brand new SpongeBob movie, Sponge on the Run. This looks absolutely hilarious. This is Reeves' character. He's a tumbleweed made out of a sage bush.
Hello. Call me Sage.
Good name.
I'm made out of sage and I am a sage, so it works out pretty well.
I'm Patrick. My name means toaster in Celtic.
Pretty sure it doesn't.
The most amazing places.
I like it.
Looks so great. It's a SpongeBob movie. Sponge on the Run hits theatres May 22 next year.
Nikki and Zamillo, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.